This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A company that is laying sections of a new Russian-German pipeline says it is stopping that work. That's because of legislation signed by U.S. President Donald Trump, which threatens sanctions. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Trump on Friday signed the bill earlier passed by the Senate that provides for sanctions against individuals and companies involved in laying the Nord Stream 2 pipeline under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Now Switzerland-based Allseas has said in anticipation of the enactment of the National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA, it suspended its Nord Stream 2 pipe lay activities. The U.S. has been an outspoken opponent of the pipeline, which would transport natural gas about 750 miles. Critics argue it would increase Europe's dependency on Russia for energy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A court in Pakistan today sentenced to death a 33-year-old scholar accused of blasphemy. The trial lasted 6 years, mired by delays, one caused by the murder of a defense attorney. Juniad Hafiz was convicted of insulting the religious beliefs of Pakistani Muslims. His family and lawyers claim the counts against him were fabricated and resulted from politics at the university, where he was a visiting lecturer. The Independent Human Rights Commission of Pakistan expressed dismay at the court's decision. There were student protests today in New Delhi as demonstrators call for the withdrawal of a hugely controversial citizenship law, one that grants illegal non-Muslim immigrants from neighboring countries an easier path to Indian naturalization. It is the most serious show of dissent against Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu nationalist government since he was elected in 2014. There have been 17 deaths since the protests began. To stay up to date with all the day's news, you can always go online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this